This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Chris Eli, CEO of Wellsite.com, headquartered in Houston, Texas. Eli talks about the integration of blockchain and crude coin technologies into oil and gas. There's more innovative changes happening than just at the well site. Yes, it's happening in logistics and finances too within the oil and gas industry. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Chris Eli, CEO of Wellsite.com, headquartered out of Houston, Texas, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and we are bringing you exclusive interviews from the heart of the shale revolution, the epicenter of energy. This is the Texas Oilfield Review. Up next, Chris Eli, CEO of Wellsite.com, headquartered out of Houston, Texas. And Eli talks about the integration of blockchain and crude coin technologies into oil and gas. How does that work with some of those private companies when the countries get involved? I've heard that these cryptocurrencies actually help and are actually facilitating a speedier, expeditious process on a lot of the monetary things.
You know, for us, the advantage is that they are a government entity and that we get tied up sometimes in bureaucracies with smaller oil field service companies that may not understand or have an education gap in cryptocurrency transactions or blockchain, you know, distributed ledger technology. Not everybody at an oil field service company is going to understand that. A lot of these governments have put together initiatives full of really intelligent, smart, digitally capable people that understand the process, and they're able to help us initiate these transactions very quickly. In most cases, it's better for a large national oil corporation to step in and say, guys, we're leading the charge on this, and you're going to do this because it's more efficient. Now, there is a drawback. In some cases, you could argue that there's a way for, let's say, a large oil corporation doesn't necessarily want to pay on time because that they're making money on holding money from the smaller oil field service company. But there's also something to be said about lowering the days outstanding and making the whole process more efficient. There, I think that there's a lot of education on all of our parts to learn how much more efficient does distributed ledger technology make us, does standardizing these transactions make us, smart contracts, how much value do they add to our organization as a whole?
To listen to the full-length interview with Chris Eli, CEO of Wellsite.com, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Texas Oilfield Review is on social media. Check out our entire social media network at thecrudelife.com. Click on the social media tab. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, we're asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.